Okay, yesterday we went through our proven plan to create content really fast. And we decided upon creating a continuity program, which was a DVD of the Month Club. Now, how many people feel it's a proven plan that they could follow quickly and easily? Put your hand up. And then we went through a proven plan to create a sales system as well. And we broke that session into two parts. And in the first part, we looked at how to create your squeeze page, how to link to some excerpt content, which is very quick and easy. And then the second part, we looked at how to write your follow-up sequence. How does everybody feel comfortable doing that at some point in the career? There are going to be times when you try and do things which don't work. There are going to be times when you try and make a sales video and you go up there and basically you're not sure how to do it. But the real key distinction that you need to draw is that the people who are successful are going to be the people who really push through that pain. They're going to be the people who sit down and think to themselves, I don't know how to make a sales video, but I'm going to have a real good shot at doing it. And people look at me and think, well, maybe I've got all the answers and maybe it comes very naturally to me. Well, some things do and some things don't. I told the story before, but the first time I did a webinar class, I was speaking to Mark the night before a football match, and I was really nervous about selling a webinar class because there was two things that were very different for selling this course. I was selling it via video, and it was the first time I'd ever done a video sales letter. I was nervous about that. And the second thing was I was also selling a webinar course, and I wasn't sure if anyone would buy it. Now, I had two options there. I could have thought to myself, well, maybe it's a little bit out of my comfort zone, so I'll do it tomorrow. Or maybe I'll do it next week. Or maybe I'll do it the month after. How many people have ever felt like that in their business? Absolutely. And I do that a lot. But instead, I thought to myself, well, rather than doing it in the future, rather than doing it in a day's time or a week's time, I'm going to push myself through that barrier and develop those skills, and that's how you get success faster. When I did that first workshop, I mean, it didn't easily come naturally in terms of organizing the workshop, putting yourself out there, going through all those kind of worries and anxieties associated with an event like this. It doesn't come easily. But what you've really got to do is push yourself through the pain and just do it. So all that stuff we covered yesterday was very much a proven plan for you to go out there and take action. But when you take action, you're going to come across things that you're not sure on. You're going to come across things that you're just uncertain about. But what you really need to do is to develop the confidence just to go forward and get stuff done. And if it doesn't work first time, you improve it. When I launched my first continuity offer, the Quickfire Income Offer, we were expecting to put hundreds of people into continuity. When we did a little launch, we put 70 people into continuity. We put that now in a week, or in 3 or 4 days. And it failed. It was a relative failure. And we looked at it and we thought, well, what can we do to improve this in the future? How can we make this better? And there was two avenues we could have gone down. We could have thought, well, hang on, this has failed. It was a relative failure, but it's failed. Maybe we stop. Maybe we do a different thing. Maybe go and learn about social media or Facebook instead. But instead, we thought to ourselves, how can we improve this? Put your hand up if you can see that's a real key criteria for success. Absolutely. So keep pushing and keep trying and make sure you implement that proven plan. What I'd really like to do today is I want to show you a way to easily improve your visitor value very quickly. Because yesterday we looked at how to create the content and how to upload it to Kinaki. We talked about that. And then how to create your selling system. But once you've got your selling system created, the very next thing that you need to do before you start, well, after you start getting traffic, we should look at the next session. The thing you need to do after that is really to refine your process and improve your process. We have hundreds of affiliates promoting for us every day. In fact, put your hand up if you're one of our affiliates who's made a sale for us. Oh, Damien is. Quite a few people. And the reason why people are our affiliates is because we've got a continuity program that delivers really good visitor value. And what I mean by that is, if an affiliate sends me 100 visitors, the amount of money that I give back to that affiliate in terms of commission, the amount of money I give back in terms of commission is the reward for sending the traffic. And if Damien's got 100 visitors he can send to someone, is he going to send those 100 visitors to the person who can give him $100 back or the person who gives him $10 back? See, people ask, how do you get traffic? Well, one of the best ways to get traffic is to have the highest visitor value. Does that make sense? The affiliates will always send traffic where the money is. You might want to write that down. The affiliates will always send traffic where the money is. So affiliates like Damien, like Keith, like James, all those people who just put their hand up as our affiliates, they want to send their traffic where they can get the most return. Which makes sense, of course. And one of the ways you can get more affiliate traffic is not just by recruiting more affiliates. It's not just by getting more tools. It's not just by getting more second-tier affiliates. It's not just by motivating your affiliates more extensively. And those are all key things that you want to do, and we'll talk about them in the next session. But the number one way to get more affiliates is the most underlooked way, or overlooked way, is to improve your visitor value. We are really poor sometimes at recruiting new affiliates. We are really slack at recruiting new second-tier affiliates. We are really bad at creating tools for our affiliates and communicating and motivating. And it's something we're working to improve. But why we've managed to get such massive affiliate traction is because of our visitor value. Put your hand up if you see that. Can we just get the mic down here? I'm just going to ask Damien a question. Damien, just while we get the mic. Damien, you're one of our affiliates. Can you just talk about, just quickly, why you decided to start promoting our products, how you came across our offer?
Sure. Well, I was actually referred by JIT as a friend to do that. But basically, it's just because of the... I know that there's a great sales funnel in place, and I know that there's many, many chances for the people to be sold to. So while I was developing my own sales funnel, I thought, why don't I take advantage of a great sales funnel that already exists, and plus to get that residual income from a continuity as well that already exists. So
excellent. So JIT referred you.
Yes.
And JIT would refer you because he was happy with the results he was experiencing as well.
Very much so, yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you, Damien. Thank you. People often ask, how do you get traffic? Best way to get traffic selling information products is to use an affiliate program, no matter what marketplace you're involved in. Best way. It's risk-free. It's hassle-free. The best way to get more affiliates is just to improve your numbers consistently, every day. Now, what happens in our program is, I started noticing sales from Damien a while ago. Every day, a new sale, a new sale, a new sale. And I didn't know who Damien was. I didn't recruit Damien. I didn't tell Damien to come and promote for us. I've never sent Damien an email saying, please promote for us. I've never given Damien a tool or motivated him in any way. So why is he promoting for us? Because he gets a high visitor value. Make sense? Nod your head if that makes sense. So it's like word of mouth and like a viral thing kicks in. Plus, once you've got a high visitor value, you can advertise in places that you previously couldn't. Doors that were closed in the past now become open. People say AdWords is expensive, is it? Or is it just that your offer doesn't convert well enough? Some people can make money on every single keyword. Some of the competitive keywords like lose weight or diet supplements or mortgage applications or whatever, some of those keywords people pay $5 a click. Now, do you think an advertiser paying $5 a click for the word lose weight or weight loss supplement, do you think if they've been running that ad for a year that they're losing money? No, unless they're really, really bad at marketing and have a lot of money. They are making money. Of course they're making money. So, but you would call, somebody else might go and say, it's too expensive. How can anyone make money? When I was in the teacher market, people used to advertise on the TES website. And some people say, oh, it's too expensive to advertise there. But for some people, they were taking a benefit from that. So if you're looking at Google AdWords and you're looking at a really competitive word, someone is paying $5 a click and someone is making money on that consistently if they're measuring the response. Now, you've got to take into account with some people, it might be brand building. Some people might not be measuring the response if they're a big corporation. But if you look at the type of advertiser, if they're a direct response advertiser and they're bidding on that term consistently, then they're making money. Does that make sense? So if you improve your visitor value, you're going to get two benefits. The first benefit is you're just going to get more traffic automatically. As that value goes up, more affiliates will come on board and promote for you. And the ones that do promote for you will promote for you more consistently. They'll be more engaged with it. They'll want to promote more and more. And the second benefit is you'll open up doors that you previously thought were closed. Now all of a sudden you can run that postcard recruiting campaign. Now all of a sudden you can run a Facebook ad campaign. Now all of a sudden you can run a Google pay-per-click campaign. You can do all of those things now, whereas in the past you couldn't because your visitor value is higher. And what I want to do in this session is look at ways to improve it. But let's not move on until you completely and thoroughly understand that improving your visitor value is one of the most fundamental things you can do. Fundamental things you can do. And by the way, that doesn't just necessarily mean testing and tracking all the time, although that's one way to do it. What it does mean is testing and tracking, but also bolting things onto your continuity program consistently that add more sales. When we added the $1 exit pop, do you think that improved our visitor value? Put your hand up if you think it did. Dramatically, it doubled our sales. So you need to identify things in your business that you can do, that you can bolt on, that will double your sales too, or that will increase your sales. And it kind of stacks on top of each other. Imagine if you've got an offer that if Damien promotes for it and he sends 100 visitors, you give him $50 back on average. Every 100 visitors, you get $50, he gets 50. Now imagine you had an exit pop and now Damien gets 60. Now you had a good customer follow-up sequence and now Damien gets 70. Now all of a sudden you add a quick start video and increase consumption, now Damien gets 80. Is it just Damien who benefits or do you benefit as well? Do other affiliates benefit too? Now all of a sudden you reach what I call a tipping point. Well, Damien, he can't believe it. Now all of a sudden he thinks, God, I'm getting $110. What does Damien do? He goes and tells other people as well. And what do? They promote and they tell other people and so on and so on. But you handle if you get that, this is important. Okay, so let's look at some strategies that we use to improve air visitor value. Okay, one of the things that we really focus on, one of the main ways to improve the visitor value for continuity program is increasing client consumption, or ICC. Increasing client consumption, hugely important. When you sell someone on a continuity program, you don't sell them once. You have to sell them over and over again, multiple times. So really you want to sell them on joining, and then you want to sell them on consuming the content again and again and again and again. So you sell them once, and you sell them again, and you keep on selling them. On consuming the content, on enjoying the content, on staying a member. And one of the ways we do that is with a client welcome email. I'm going to show you this email. So this is the email that people get when they join Point and Click Coaching. I'm going to read it out to you in case you can't see. Hi Lee, congratulations on making a fantastic decision requesting your Point and Click Coaching package. This is super cool content and I know you're going to love Lee. Please take a few minutes to read this entire message. It contains important information about your new Point and Click Coaching package. Over the coming days and weeks, you'll be receiving important notifications related to premium content that you'll now be able to access. Remember, it would cost thousands of dollars to enjoy this content, so do make sure you pay attention and soak up all the good stuff and then take action too. To be sure you get everything we have lined up for you, make sure you confirm your email address below. Okay, now my entire purpose of this email is to get people to consume the content. I don't just want to sign them up and then bill them. I want people to consume and log in. Okay? I want people to log in. I want people to enjoy the content. As a totally unexpected bonus, soon you'll be receiving complimentary access to a series of powerful webinars dedicated to accelerating your success. Other subscribers pay a minimum of $197 to access my webinar trainings. But as a point-and-click client, you'll enjoy these as a complete freebie. You'll discover a whole range of proven strategies dedicated to help you build your business faster. These webinars are extremely valuable and are only available to current clients in good standing. Take advantage of each of these opportunities as soon as you receive the invites. I hate for you to miss out. The first webinar is coming soon, and I strongly recommend you keep an eye on your inbox and prepare to act quickly. So this client email is a big email, and we're doing a lot of stuff here. And one of the first things we're doing is telling people about some webinars they're going to get. Does anyone think we might sell something on one of those client webinars? What do you think we sell on that first client webinar? Staying in the membership. So the first client webinar is selling people to stay a member. Really nice. So we resell people. And that client webinar is basically a sales pitch with content for point and click coaching. So we're selling them again. And one of the mistakes that most people make when they do a continuity program is you have your sales page and then you stop. But we're having a webinar where we sell people on staying. And then the future webinars will sell people on back-end items as well, where we make more money. But the first thing we want to do is sell people on staying. Number two, and this is all in the same email. As part of your point-and-click coaching package, you now have access to the infamous recordings from Inside Out Upside Down. Here you'll find more than 2 days' worth of cutting-edge content designed to dramatically grow your business. Go log in below. So really what we're trying to... Get rid of that password. Really what we're trying to do there is get people to log into the site and consume the content. Because the more people consume the content, the longer people will stay a member. Put your hand up if you can kind of buy that. The more deeply people feel engaged with your content, the happier they will feel. So it's all about really, really trying to get people to log in, consume, enjoy, and over-communicate with people as well. When I ran Standing Start Profits, and I was getting started, I wasn't sure on the best strategies, I was learning a lot of stuff. I'd frequently send out an email every time I updated the site. Do you think I got cancelled when I did that? Yeah. Every time I sent an email out and said I've updated my site, we got cancellations, a glut of them. Because some people thought, God, I forgot I was being billed. I remember now. I'm going to cancel. Okay? So what did I do? I stopped sending out the emails, yeah? And I thought that was the right choice, but it was the wrong choice. Because those people who cancelled were going to cancel anyway. And those people who cancelled were going to charge back and be problems and cause support desk hassles and create opportunity cost on the help desk. What do you think happens for the people who want to stay a member when they get an email from me saying there's more content and go enjoy it? They consume the content more. They become more involved in the site. They become more enthusiastic and passionate. They become more of a member of your tribe. And these are mistakes that I've made. We'll take questions at the end. Thank you. These are mistakes that I've made consistently because my gut reaction, and I'm giving the massive benefit of my experience here, the gut reaction always is to under-communicate. It's the gut reaction. And it's a mistake I've made and I still make from time to time. Because I know that if I send an email out today to all of my point-and-click coaching clients, we might get 5% cancel within a day. And that's hard to take. When you've got 1,000 members or 800 members or whatever we've got in a membership site, you send an email out and you get 40 cancels on the help desk. If you handle it, you can kind of see that's hard to take. But let me tell you that those 40 people are people who are going to charge back. Not all of them, but some of them. Those 40 people who don't want to be billed. Some of those 40 people are the people who go on a forum and say you're a scammer. Some of those 40 people are the people who are going to go on the help desk and make everyone's life miserable. But what about the people who read the email and log in and don't cancel? Those people log in and think, God, this is great. I've got all this really awesome content. Imagine if you were in point-and-click coaching and we got one of the sessions of the videographers today, let's say. We're not doing, but let's say we did. And I sent an email out and said, I'm doing a workshop. Here's one of the sessions completely for free. Cheers. Thanks for being a member. If you were actively engaged with the site and you got that free content, can you put your hand up if you think you'd like that? I'm going to stay for longer, maybe? Of course. But don't be naive to think you won't get cancelled. You will. But what I'm saying is the people who cancel are the people you want to cancel anyway. It's like clearing them out. But the people who are staying will become massively actively engaged with your site. But it's so counterintuitive. And you'll make the same mistakes I make. And I know that if you start a continuity program, you'll have a tendency to under-communicate rather than over-communicate. And I still do it. Really hard to send a broadcast to 800 people knowing you're going to get 40 people cancelled. But what you've got to see is that the 760 people who don't cancel are massively more engaged. I really got to make sure that that's something you do and fight that urge to under-communicate. So the email goes on. So, point number 3 in the email. As a totally complimentary gift to say thank you for being a customer, you've also received a 2-week trial to point-and-click coaching. This is a $5,000 coaching program. That's the perfect complement to the inside-out, upside-down course. You see, the workshop recordings reveal the theory on how to build a profitable online business from scratch. But I know from experience that many of my customers still get stuck because they need to know exactly how to execute each of the steps. And that's exactly why I created point-and-click coaching. This way you get the high-level theory and strategies that I invented and the specific instructions that you must follow, delivered by weekly video lessons that are simple to follow along with. I had planned to sell this course for a minimum of $5,000, but as a customer appreciation offer, you get to enjoy everything for just $97 a month, and it's a steal. Plus, you get 2 weeks for free, so you can sample the profit-pulling power of this course for yourself. And in the very unlikely event that this course is not for you, then you can quickly and easily cancel by going to getmomentum.com/support. So we tell people that they're going to do it in the video, we tell them on the order page, they have to tick a box to show they've agreed to it, we tell them in the email, hands up who'd feel comfortable with a continuity program with that level of disclosure. It's not hidden, it's just all there. But what we're doing in this section of the email is reselling people and why they joined. Look, the old way of running continuity with some marketers was get them on continuity and then hope they forget. Okay? Get them on, hope they forget. You know, and we're not perfect. We've made mistakes like that as well. But what you want to do now is over-communicate and get people to log in and really enjoy the content. And that's the only way in the current climate. Okay, but when you see the valuable nature of these materials themselves, I strongly suspect you'll decide to continue to profit from this program. This is exciting stuff, Lisa. Make sure you enjoy the course and take plenty of action. Important, please keep in mind there's a strict cap on membership to point-and-click coaching, so in the unlikely event you leave the program, it's crucial to note that you won't be able to rejoin again in the future. To protect the integrity of this offer, this opportunity is limited to just one unit per household, and cancelling and rejoining again is not an option. Okay. So having a customer email like that is something you definitely want to do. So could we just put up on here, Mark, some of the different steps? I want to make sure that you've got written down different steps to improve the visitor value. So after every session, I've really tried to make sure you've had a series of actionable steps. 8 steps to create your content. 5 steps to create your selling system. So we're going to do here, increasing your value. And the first thing we're going to write down is a customer follow-up email. And the kind of messages you might put on your follow-up sequence are messages like getting people to log in, increasing the navigation of the site. In our old Gold program, our follow-up sequence said things like, have you logged in yet and have you gone here? Have you enjoyed this content yet? By the way, did you know that you can get this product by going here? And so on and so on. So really, one of the big problems why people don't consume your content is because they can't navigate it. They don't know how to log in. They don't know where to find things. Do you kind of buy that? People don't know where to find things. People I don't have time. I've joined loads of membership sites. And if I got an email from them saying, look, did you know that we've got this really cool resource on how to outsource people in the Philippines? All you need to do is go to bonuses, outsourcing, Philippines, MP3-2. Here's a training. It's 90 minutes long. Here are the bullets that you'll cover. Go log in now, Lee. How do you think that might increase the retention of the site? Completely. So have a customer follow-up sequence in place. Have a customer follow-up sequence in place that encourages consumption. So what I would strongly consider you to do is to go through some of the products that you have in your membership site and create some bullets for those for that content and put them in a follow-up sequence. So what audios do you have in there? What videos? If you're doing a DVD of the Month Club and you're telling people that the DVD is coming soon, tell them, look, this is what you can expect. Bullet, bullet, bullet. One of the other things that we do is a quick start guide. If you're doing a DVD in the Month Club or a CD in the Month Club, you can do this on there as well. But the second thing to write down for us is having a quick start guide. Immediately kind of setting the expectation about what they can get, immediately showing people how to navigate the site, immediately trying to get people to consume the content. If people join your membership site, if they log in and consume that content immediately, you've got so much more chance of having success. If people join and don't log in immediately and they don't consume some of the content, you've got a less chance of success. So really, your goal, and you might want to write this down, is as soon as people join, you want them to consume the content immediately. So if you're doing a free DVD, if you're doing a DVD in the Month Club, you want them to open it up quickly. If you're doing a membership site, you want them to just get some nugget of benefit from it immediately. And they'll stay for longer. Hugely. Think about how when you join membership sites, I've joined a couple of membership sites recently. If I join and never log in, you can guarantee I'll cancel. And you can also guarantee that unless I log in immediately, within 10 minutes, I'll never ever log in. Ever. I'll join. If I don't log in, I won't ever log in again. If I do log in and I don't find something of immediate value, then I'll probably just never go back. But if I log in and find something like, God, that's really accessible, that's really good, then I'll probably stay for longer. Pretty handy if you kind of buy that. Just something that's occurred to me in terms of my buying habits. One of the things that we're doing with our new Gold program, which is a membership site, is having a 6-figure Rolodex really prominent with all the resources that we use, the name of the mic we use, a link to the mic, a link to the production company we use, the fulfillment company we use. Really, really, really nice resource list. Because what I found is when I've joined other membership sites, one of the first links I click on is their Rolodex link, or their 6-figure, their Rolodex, their contacts, their resources, because it's accessible. It's lightweight. I can jump in there and I can get an immediate benefit. So here's a little insight that we're doing with our site, which we've not even done yet, is I'd make sure that if you had a membership site, I'd have a resources section. I'd make sure that was fairly prominent. Why? Because it's something that people can log into immediately and consume immediately and take a quick benefit from. I've logged into a site this week where they had a Rolodex, and I logged in and the first thing I saw was the Rolodex, clicked on it, had a look. And it was just things like, use this company for WordPress design. Use this company for WordPress installation. And me and James were working on a WordPress site. And I logged in, Rolodex, got a resource, emailed the person, tried to hire the person, and I got an immediate benefit. So now in my mind, I thought, God, I've got an immediate benefit from this site immediately, and I'm not going to cancel. So the Rolodex is a nice, light way to get give people some immediate benefit. But Andrew, if that kind of makes sense? Okay. So what do we do in the Quick Start Guide? Well, the main focus here is to get people to say, well, here's what the site is, here's what you're going to get, and here's why it's so valuable. So basically, it's another sales message. Again, you're simply just reselling people on being a member. And you're showing them where they can get the good stuff. You're saying, look, this is what you're going to get, this is where it all is, you're reselling them. It's another sales message. If you add a quick start guide to increase your consumption. So here's the DVD we talked about yesterday. James, would we be able to play this DVD? The number on the DVD, we've got a phone number. You can see it there. And when people call it, we resell people on being a member. So if you're doing a DVD of the Month Club, I would recommend you get a phone number like that set up. Let me show you our message here. Did this in one draft. I can't even remember what it says, but let's have a look. And by the way, people do call this number because we had the number on the DVD before we had the message set up, and people were emailing us saying, what's going on? The number doesn't work. I want to listen to the message.
Hi, Lee McIntyre here from GetMomentum.com, and I'm making this very special message to congratulate you on taking action. You're listening to this message because you've just invested in the Inside Out, Upside Down point-and-click coaching course. This is a recording from a two-day workshop that I held in Manchester, UK during August 2009, showing a proven blueprint to build a $20,000 per month business by doing the exact opposite to what all the so-called gurus teach. Look, I was going to sell this course for $1,997, but I didn't. I've given it to you today for free. Plus, people who attended the workshop live actually paid $997 in many cases, plus travel and accommodation. You've got access to the information that they paid $997 to attend, and you've got access to it for free. And all you've paid is shipping and handling. You probably invested in this course having seen some of the amazing testimonials that other marketers, just like you, left. People raved about the course because it is that good, it's that powerful. Well, you've got it in your hand right now. So the purpose of this message is to make you open the box, put it in your computer, play this CD-ROM, enjoy the content, and benefit from the information. Do not let this DVD gather dust. It's too important for that. Plus, when you invest in this course, you automatically got a 14-day free trial to the Point Click Coaching Program. This allows you to look over my shoulder and watch on the screen exactly what I'm doing and when I'm doing it and how I'm doing it to build my business fast. Every week you get more video training and tools designed to show you exactly what to do and when to do it. Now, you've got a 14-day trial. You can cancel at any time by going to getmomentum.com/support, although I doubt you ever will. You see, you're locked in at the initial charter discount rate of just $97 per month to access this amazing information once your free trial expires. It's worth a lot more than that, and I'm sure you'll agree that the monthly charge is a drop in the ocean compared to what you could make by applying this system. Look, this is my $5,000 coaching program, and you'll get access to it for just $97 a month. You're going to love the course, enjoy the content, and really take action with it as well, and you'll be able to build your business faster. Plus, there's still more, because when you've been a member for 2 weeks, there's a customer appreciation day, and when you log into the membership site, you're going to be able to get access to the Q&A footage from the workshop. So the workshop itself had 2 days of amazing content, plus we held 2 top secret underground Q&A sessions where I basically answered people's questions. Well, we didn't include that in this DVD because we didn't want to overwhelm you. We didn't want to give you too much information at once. So once you've been a member of Point and Click Coaching for 2 weeks, you'll get access to the secret Q&A footage automatically. After 2 weeks, you simply log into the membership site and there it will be. It'll be on the inside of the Point and Click Coaching program for you to enjoy at your leisure. And that's coming in 2 weeks after you join this site. And it's my way of saying thank you for sticking with the Point and Click Coaching program. Plus, after you've been a member another month after that, we've got another unbelievable free gift too. We've actually paid $2,000 and then some to have the entire event transcribed, and I was going to sell the transcripts as a $997 or maybe $497 upsell during the checkout process. Well, I'm not going to. Once you've been a member a month after your first customer appreciation day, there'll be another customer appreciation day, and I'm going to give you digital access to all the transcripts as well. Look, I was going to sell this for $497 or maybe more, but you're going to get access to it for free as my way of saying thank you for being a subscriber and thank you for sticking with the Point Click Coaching program. It's very valuable stuff and you're getting it for free just for staying a member. Plus, obviously, every week you get more amazing point-and-click coaching content as well. You're going to love this course. I really appreciate you taking action. I really appreciate you investing in this course. Get stuck in. Make the most of it. Enjoy and take action and achieve some results. Everybody loved this workshop, and you will too. So this is Lee McIntyre from GetMomentum.com. Enjoy the workshop recordings and enjoy the membership content in point-and-click coaching as well. You're going to love it. If you've got any questions about how to log into the site or anything like that, simply get in touch at GetMomentum.com/support and we'll be glad to help. My name's Lee McIntyre from GetMomentum.com. Thanks once again, and I'll see you on the inside of the site where I'm going to help you build your business even faster.
Hands up if you think that's going to improve retention. Yeah? Okay, hands up if you think that's valuable hearing that. Adding those kind of things to your business make a massive, massive impact. Maybe not individually, but if that gives a 5% retention bump, how does that happen? What impact does that have when you stack that on top of the 5% bump you got from the follow-up sequence? Or when you stack that up on some of the other things I'm going to show you, which I think you'll find are equally cool. Can we write down number 3? Call in welcome messages. And by the way, you can do this even if you've not got a DVD club. Because what we're going to do with our new gold program is we're going to have a banner saying, stop, call this number. And I'll resell them again over the phone from a different medium. Let me ask you this. If somebody picks up the phone and calls a number, do you think they're pretty committed to the content? And if they listen to a voice with me over the phone, do you think they know me a little bit more? Do you think I've got a different connection with them because I'm communicating in a different medium? Absolutely. That is one of the best tricks I can show you. Should we bring the mic down here? Let's take a question, actually.
Lee, I think that's a fantastic trick. What resources are you using to do that? Is that a Skype in number? Or how do you change it quickly?
Good question. Thank you. What we actually did was I recorded it with Audacity and my snowball mic. And then we set it up with, I believe Skype. I have to check it because James set it up. But I believe Skype and a voicemail. So if you call the number, it goes through to Skype voicemail, I believe. James, is that right? Yeah, Skype voicemail. So what you do, you can buy a Skype number for like, what, $20 or something like that? I think, I'm not sure how much it is. But you just buy a unique number. And by the way, you can call that number up. You want to write that number down? US 315-370-1351. If you want to listen to it at your leisure, write that number down. Feel free to call it. Now, did you notice how we told people again about the continuity billing? Do you not think we hit people over the head with the fact they're going to get charged $97 a month? Absolutely. But what do we also do in equal measure? We tell people about the benefits. And let me tell you, it gets frustrating because I know, like, my team at the back get frustrated when we get chargebacks. But realistically, is there any way that a competent, reasonable person should not know they're being charged? Put your hand up if you think that's pretty reasonable, the level of disclosure. Absolutely. And whenever we tell people they're going to get charged, we also tell them why that's a good thing. So one of the things I would get you to write down is to constantly tell people they're going to be charged, especially in the current climate, but express it as a benefit. Congratulations, you're going to be charged $97 a month. This is fantastic news. Because, let me put it this way. I was going to buy an Audi A5 last week and change my mind. If they said to me, congratulations, you've qualified. You can pay us $97 a month and you get an Audi A5 on contract hire. Hands up who thinks I would take that deal? Absolutely. Do you think they would try and hide it in the small print? God, here's the keys. God, don't read the small print because we're going to charge you $97 a month. If they're in having a coffee, think, God, what if he sees? Nah. Or instead, do you think they're saying, $97 a month, that's what you're paying, and it's great because you're getting this car, which is dead cool, and it's worth all this money. Put your hand up if you can kind of see that distinction. So you tell people they're going to be charged as a benefit. And if you're proud of your content, then why not? We say in that message, look, you're going to be charged $97 a month, and it's great because of this. It's great because, look, this is all the benefits you're going to get. And plus, did you notice what we said about the gifts that were coming soon? So whenever we tell people about being charged, we're always trying to tell people about the coming gifts too. Listen, in 2 weeks, you're going to get the Q&A footage. It's worth X, but you're getting it for free. And we're not finished, because a month later, you're going to get this. They get that free gift after 2 weeks. Can anyone just shout out what day does that coincide with? The billing day. So we said they have a customer appreciation gift. You always want to have a carrot and a stick in your continuity program. You want to make it really painful for people to leave, and you want to have a carrot for people to stay. So a stick might be, if they leave, they lose some kind of tool that you provide, maybe hosting, maybe some kind of resource they need. And a carrot might be some kind of freebie that's coming their way soon, a carrot and a stick. Very effective. And we're constantly telling people about the billing, and we're constantly telling people about the free gift. Okay, so number four, thank you. What I would write down is testimonials inside the content. Social proof, testimonials inside the content. When people log into the site, they see testimonials from other people saying, God, this is the best content ever. Hands up if you might think that might increase retention. Of course, because now you're the crazy one if you don't like it. You're the stupid one. You're the one who's like not seeing the value. So we have testimonials on the inside of the site. It's one of the first things they see after the quick start video, and people click them. And now if you watch 20 people saying this film was amazing, if I go and see a film, and I walk in pre-framed thinking, God, this is the best film ever, because I just watched 20 people saying this is the best film in the history of films, and I walk in Do you think I'm going to have a better and more enjoyable experience than if I walked in and 20 people said this is going to be awful? Hands up if you think I'd have a better experience the first time, even if it's the same film. And that's the power of the pre-frame. It's the power of the pre-frame. So when people get to your content, they need to be positively pre-framed to expect something sensational. When you came to this workshop, what did we play to you at the start of the day? Testimonials. Why? Because it pre-frames what's coming. Obviously, everyone's had a really great time, and I've learned loads, but you watch testimonials, it puts you in a positive frame of mind. So have testimonials on the inside of your site or in the DVD. And listen, I'll tell you what I would do. If you're doing a CD of the Month Club, I would like do an intro with testimonials. It doesn't cost you much. You go and get a freelancer, get someone to do it for you. Probably write that down. I'd probably get 5 or 6 of your clients, get testimonials, and I'd add as an intro on the CD. I'd say, hi, everyone. Jeff here. It's a CD of the Month Club. Dating Advice 101. Fantastic. But listen, I've got some great content for you this week. But first, like, what I want to do is I really want to share with you some success stories we've just had. Listen, they can tell you better than me, so I'm going to pass you over to Michael, who's achieved some tremendous success with their program, and then we'll get right on with the good stuff. Then Michael comes on and says, hi, Jeff, just wanted to say I used your program last week. God, it was amazing. I love the course. I love the way you deliver it. Thanks very much. You've changed my life. And then you come back on and say, okay, glad you enjoyed that success story. Listen, we've got one more before we really get on with stuff. Hans, what do you think that might improve your retention? Of course. If you come in this room today and everybody is saying, this is going to be the best workshop ever, you're really in for a treat. Even if the workshop was average, which obviously it's not been, you would think it was good. If everybody said this workshop's going to be terrible and the workshop was the same quality, you'd think it was worse. Very important point. So we have testimonials inside the content and pre-frame people very positively. And by the way, this is the kind of higher level stuff that I really do only share with 15,000 clients. And by the way, when I say that, I'm kind of pre-framing you in terms of the quality of the content you can expect. And I'm building up the value as well. Does that make sense? These are the subtle tips and tricks which make the difference. And people look at our business and think, how did we go from 0 to 20 to 100 fast? I've got massive aspirations about doing $1 million a month in 2 years. But these are the subtle differences that I'm sharing with you today. And I'm really not holding anything back. This is everything that we planned. And when me and James had that planning session, we're having a beer, we planned out all of this. Testimonials in the site, the phone number, the customer appreciation gift. This is the difference maker. So here's something else. Number 5, customer appreciation gifts. So we have dripped content that drips sequentially. In fact, can we just put it above that? Can we make that number 6? Sorry. And we'll just have number 5 as dripped content. So I'm going to put number 5 dripped content. Sorry, I got that one the wrong way around. So if you can, dripped content is a very, very powerful tool. It's not the only way, because in our gold program, we're going to do topical content, relevant up-to-date content. But in this program, we do dripped content, and it's very effective for us. People join, and they get week 1, and then the system, the script, automatically gives them week 2 when they get to week 2. And then when they've been there for week 3, they get week 3. People don't like things to be incomplete. People hate it. Listen, I can be on holiday and doing a jigsaw, and I'll hate it, and I'll be like sat there for all day, and I've got 5 pieces to find. Is it easy to walk away and think, oh, do you know what, I'm going to go do something else? Or does it really bother you that it's not been done? People don't like incompletion. They hate it. How many times have you watched a film and you thought this is the worst film ever, and you're 2/3 of the way through? Did you carry on or did you stop? Most of the time, you carry on. The human mind doesn't like things to be incomplete. Would you feel comfortable? You go through week 1, and I'm like, God, in week 2, this is what's coming next. By the way, here's a testimonial. They said they loved it. You're going to love it too. Are you going to cancel then, or are you more likely to stay? And by the way, I should say, if you look here, when you join, you can see you've got week 1, but we also tease what's coming the next week. So the next week, you can't really see it there, but the next week would have like a coming soon sign across it, and it's kind of grayed out. And it has text like, you'll get this in 1 week. And at the end of week 1's content, do you think I just stop and say, cheerio, what do you think I might do? Testimony for week 2. It's not something we've done, but we are going to do. We're going to get some testimonies for it. But what we do now, and that's definitely what we should do, we sell people on the next week. But what's even more powerful than me selling people on week 3? Other people selling people on week 3. It's me saying, listen, don't take my word for it. I like it. But listen to Jeff. What does Jeff think? Jeff loves it. Well, maybe you will too. We'll see you in week 3. Let's just come down here for a quick question, Matt. But we're constantly selling the following week what's coming next. Always selling the following week. Always selling.
Very quick question. Do you always just go step by step, or do you ever say, and at the very last week, you'll get?
That's a good point. Okay, good question. So are we always just selling the next week, or are we selling future things as well? At the moment, we're only selling the next week because we don't really know what's going to come the week after. But that's a good point. I like that. One more question down here, and then we'll just take questions at the end then. Thank you.
Just real quick, is that Infusionsoft you're using for the membership script?
Good question. Okay, thank you. We're using Infusionsoft integrated with WordPress. James, what's the name of the script? Yeah, okay. Infusion for WP by Bob Keane. Infusion for WP, Bob Keane. And by the way, this is the kind of stuff that I would put in my resources section of my gold program and relaunch it. Because if you logged in, you'd go to the resource section, you'd see that you'd think, God, I've got immediate value. Like that. Okay, it integrates really well. This is actually a WordPress site. It looks like a blank HTML page, but it's actually a really customized WordPress site that someone customized for us. It's very nice. But we're always telling people what's coming next. And by the way, have you noticed, it's constantly selling people. So the old model, the free DVD, was sell people on the free DVD and barely mention the continuity. Bonus one, get a free report. Bonus two, 14-day trial. Bonus three, get a call with one of my clients. Bonus four, get a this. And just, that's all they mentioned. And that's legally compliant, but they'll get chargebacks. And we've had that, and we've done that. We messed it up. What we do now is you tell people constantly, yeah, you're going to be billed, but this is why it's great. Okay, customer appreciation gifts. So here we go. This is what they get on the billing day. Here we have the secret Q&A sessions from the two-day workshop where lucky attendees got to ask any question they liked and how to implement the steps taught during the 2 days and how to build the business fast. The customer appreciation gift of previously unseen footage has a $497 value, but it's yours for free, so thank you for being a member. So they get that when they bill, and they can see that in advance. So if you're there on day 7 and you're thinking, I'm not sure, shall I stay, shall I not, and you're unsure, you're umming and ahhing a little bit, well, it's okay because you can see you're going to get next week's content, and look, there's a gift. It's not going to push everybody over the edge, but it's going to push some people. Okay, here's an example of how we did in the Gold Program, which was a lot more clumsy. Okay, in the Gold Program, we had like a WordPress site, and we had loads of content that was restricted. And they could only get it when they'd been a member for a certain period of time. So here we say, this list system has a $197 value and comprises 2.6 hours of powerful list building content. As a very exclusive free gift, I'll give you access to the full step-by-step system at the start of your third month as Momentum Gold Coaching Program. So in the Gold Coaching Program, they could see the gift they're going to get on month one, month two, month three, month four, month five. I personally found it a little intimidating because people looked at it and said, well, God, I've got to be there 5 months to get that gift. And it was a bit too much in the future for them for me. So we're not going to do that in the new site. We're just going to tell people about the gift they can get now. And we're going to see what that's like. I personally find that a bit intimidating. If I logged into a site and said, God, when you've been a member for 2 years, you'll get this gift. I'm not sure I'd like that. I don't know. That's the way I feel, but I don't know. I'm not sure. So something we're going to look at. And also, you need to have a really good, this is a really important point to write down. You need to have a really good reason why you're not giving them the gift now. Because when we did that, everybody asked us and said, well, why are you not just giving it to me now? Did anyone pick up on the reason? No need for the mic, just shout it out. Did anyone pick up on the audio on the phone the reason why I said you've not getting the gift now? Don't overwhelm you. Listen, I've just given you 2 days worth of workshop footage, and that's enough to be going on with now. I care about your success, and if I just bombard you with information, you're going to struggle. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the 2 days of workshop footage now. Sit down, enjoy. But it's normal, you can have questions, but don't worry, I've got you covered. Because we're going to take 2 weeks to go through the content, and then on after 2 weeks, I've already answered many of the questions that you've probably got. But I'm not going to give it to you now, because that'll just be too much, and you get all confused, and listen, I don't want you to get information overload. Hands up if you can kind of see that kind of point. If you add this now, you'll get resentment sometimes. We were giving people gifts, and people say, why did you just give it me now? If you care about me, give it me now, please. But instead, have a really good reason why. Always a reason why. Hands up, anyone seen this page? Some people. One of their evil pages. One of their top ninja tricks that I'm sharing with you today. Very, very powerful page. We like this page a lot. Secret page. Point and click automated cancellation form. Warning. Before you cancel point-and-click coaching forever, watch the short video below to see why this will be a massive mistake. Plus, you'll also discover about the insanely valuable money-getting resources that you won't receive if you continue with your course. So people can cancel automatically, but God, they're not going to feel good about themselves. Can anyone read the text? They have to fill in the form, and what does the submit button say? I quit. Hands up who wants to be a quitter. No? Some people? So you've got to go through that video telling you about why you're such a loser if you quit. And then you've got to click a button saying, I quit. We were going to try and see if we could push it. Like, I quit, I'm a loser. Yes, Lee, I will never achieve success. And my life will always be miserable. I quit. You can borrow that word, yeah? James, could we watch this video? By the way, does everybody appreciate the fact I'm giving you my ninja tricks here? How do you appreciate that? Very easy for me to keep this secret. Okay, it's about a 10-minute video. I want you to stick with it and watch it and make some notes because to see this kind of stuff is extremely valuable for you. It's not hype when I said the only person who's seen this is my $15,000 client. It's a fact. This is the video. It's not perfect, but it does an okay job.
Wait, before you forever cancel your point-and-click coaching program, I want to very quickly tell you about the amazing opportunities that you're going to miss out on and all of the valuable profit-getting materials that your fellow subscribers will be enjoying very shortly. And if you go ahead and cancel your membership, then you won't be. First of all, I want to be double sure that you know exactly everything that you get with your point-and-click membership, as I don't want you to miss out on anything. First of all, as a client in good standing, you have digital access to the recordings from the entire 2-day Inside Out Upside Down workshop. Other subscribers just like you paid as much as $997 to be in the room, plus tickets and travel, and in the future I was planning to sell the recordings for $1,997 or more. These sessions are jam-packed full of value and contain everything that you need to know about how to build a $20,000 per month information business in record time by doing the exact opposite to what most gurus teach. Nothing is left out, and you get to enjoy and profit from the kind of information that most gurus will never share. This is behind-the-scenes stuff. This is the kind of stuff that really happens behind the curtain, and I'm sharing it all on stage. And as a point-and-click coaching client, you have access to all of this in digital format right now. But that's not all, because as a client in good standing, you also have access to the $5,000 point-and-click coaching program. This is a step-by-step coaching program designed to reveal exactly how to build your online business from the ground up. The Inside Out Upside Down workshop recordings are packed full of powerful systems and strategies and tips and tricks that will help you make more money online. But the point and click coaching program is the perfect companion as it shows you how to do everything discussed at the workshop. Nothing is left out and you literally get to look over my shoulder as I show you what to do and when to do it. You look over my shoulder, you see me doing it and then you go away and do it for yourself and then experience tremendous results. Other people will pay $5,000 a year or more for this kind of content, and that's initially what we created this course to do. But your investment is just $97 a month, which is obviously a drop in the bucket compared with how much money you could make with this system. Now, if you cancel your membership today, then you'll miss out on all of these money-getting resources, and you'll have to go through the painful learning curve that your peers will avoid by having access to these materials. Look, it took me years of my life and thousands of dollars figuring this stuff out, and it could do the same for you too. It could take you years to figure this out, could cost you thousands of dollars, but you've got access to this course so that you don't have to go through that painful learning curve because I went through it for you. So with this course, I'm going to cut out the painful learning curve and allow you to get to profit faster. But that's not all you get as a point-and-click coaching client. You also get laser-focused assignments delivered weekly with the sole intention of getting you to take action, and not just any kind of action, but the right kind of action too. You can have the best content in the world, but unless you take dramatic action, then nothing in your life or your business will change, and deep down you know that. So I've designed some laser-focused assignments to get you out of your chair and get you moving and taking action. If you take these assignments each week, you will have much more chance of achieving dramatic success in your online business. Plus, each week you'll also receive valuable tools that you can copy and paste and plug into your business. It really doesn't get any easier than this. In the weekly point-and-click training, you'll receive exciting lessons showing you exactly what to do. And then I'll also give you the tools to plug into your business, meaning the amount of work required from you is dramatically cut by 90% or more. Look, in the weekly training, I might tell you to go away and create an affiliate program, and I might say if you do this, then these are the results you can achieve and experience. But then rather than you going away and figuring out how to do it, I'm going to let you watch me do it so that you can cut out the learning curve and know exactly how to do it. Plus, I'll then give you the tools to cut out even more of the learning curve. I'll give you my affiliate sign-up page, for example, so you just copy and paste and change a few details and you're up and running. Quite frankly, these are the type of resources that I wish I had when I was first starting out, as it gives you the ability to get a leg up by standing on the work that other people have done for you. But why figure this stuff out for yourself when you can simply profit from the powerful resources that I've already created? These are powerful resources, I've already built them, so why not let me give them to you each week as a tool, a valuable tool, as part of your point and click coaching program? It makes so much sense. I'm going to give you the tools that I've already created so that you don't have to do it. Why figure this stuff out for yourself when I've already done it for you? And here's something else to consider. From time to time, it's completely natural that you might have questions as you go through the course. That's normal. Well, we have that covered in the Point and Click Coaching Program via our innovative client-only question panel. Here you can ask any question about my business or your business. Plus, you get to profit from the answers given to other clients too. So each week when you go through the content, you can ask me any question in this question panel, and myself or a member of my team will answer it to the best of our ability, and then you get to see the answers given to other members as well, meaning that you get to profit from their information as well. Here's the bottom line. Your point-and-click coaching program contains everything that you need to succeed online today. It's the only course of its world, only course of its kind in the world, rather, and you won't find these materials anywhere else. And I should know this because I invented these strategies for myself. Considering how much money you could make with all these life-changing resources, and considering that you have access to the $1,997 workshop recordings, plus the $5,000 point-and-click coaching program, I'm sure you'll agree that the $97 per month investment in yourself is a drop in the bucket compared to how different your life could be forever when you apply these proven strategies. Obviously, I'm sure that you can see how amazingly valuable the point-and-click coaching package is, and so I hope that you remain a member of us for many months and many years even, because we have some more amazing content heading your way, and I know that this can help you make more money, and I know that the more I help you make more money, the more you'll obviously want to stay a member, and probably the more people you refer to my membership as well. But if for whatever reason I haven't yet convinced you of the money-getting power of the system, and if you still want to be one of those rare clients who gives up on the membership and quits, then go ahead and complete the simple form below. Just enter your name and the same email you used to create your point-and-click membership. Fill in the code and click I quit below. Your subscription will be ended immediately and your membership to the point-and-click coaching program will be gone forever and you'll immediately lose access to all of these business and life-changing resources. If, however, you want to continue to profit from this amazing opportunity, then simply do nothing and continue to benefit from the life-changing, powerful resources that are heading your way right now. I'd love to keep you as a client, so do nothing and you'll get to enjoy all these amazing resources in the coming days, weeks and months.
Okay. Hands on your things that might improve the retention. Thank you. Hands on your things that might improve retention. Yeah? Yeah, so Damien's saying about voice tone changing. So when I'm saying, look, you get to stay in your member and it's brilliant, but, you know, if you want to quit, well, then that's your choice. And just do it. It's fine. Go and click the I quit button. Okay, that has a dramatic impact because we tracked it on the help desk. Thank you, James. We tracked it on the help desk in terms of number of people who asked to cancel. And we gave them this link and the number of people who filled this in. And it's safe to say that 40% of the time. Okay. Now, I've not tracked it in any more depth than that. I don't know how many of them then came back and cancelled a week later. I don't know how many of those people were the chargeback customers or the refund. I have no idea. But I do know that it improved their retention rate. Okay. And pay attention to some of the subtleties on that page. Do you notice that there's a real strong focus on the loss they're going to lose? Look, go ahead and do it, but this is what you're going to lose. Notice how I'm trying to build social proof in there, and I'm saying that... So like, you could be one of the rare examples of a client who quits. Nobody wants to be a quitter. Nobody wants to leave. So that kind of resource is massively valuable. And just pay attention to the subtleties in the tone of the voice, the language I use, the fact that I make the easier option to stay. Listen, if you don't want to leave, so we'll come to questions in a second, sorry. If we don't want to leave, that's fine, just don't do anything. Just go and watch some TV. Listen, you're tired. You've had a hard day. Why bother filling in this form? Just stay there, watch some TV, you'll be fine. But the path of least resistance is to stay a member. Does everybody see that? Okay, very powerful stuff. And by the way, So we'll just put in here, please do not cancel page 7. If you add something like this into your business, it might take a day. That was first draft, you can tell, it's quite clumsy. I'll improve it later. But if you add something like that in your business, if it takes a day, you'll improve your numbers. And what will happen to visitor value? Will it go up or down? It'll go up. Will Damien promote you more or less? More. And your business will get to a tipping point where you get more traction with affiliates. You can use those kind of pages for everything. If people ask for a refund, why not create a page like that? Say, listen, I can give you a refund, no problem. Or I've created an opportunity for you to get 4x product credit instead. And they go to a page with a video of you saying, look, don't refund. Instead, let me give you 4x product credit instead for any of my digital items. Listen, you're looking for a refund, $97, let's say. I can give you $400 worth of credit towards any of these products. Just take your pick. That might improve your value. And it's not something we've done, but it's an idea we've had. So implement these kind of things quickly. And the other thing I want to emphasize here as well is that was a first draft video, uploaded, done. And then I'll go back and make it better. So I don't sit around and try and make it perfect. I first of all get the selling system up, and then I add the exit pop, then I add the upsells, then I add the downsell, then I add another upsell, then another downsell, then I add the customer follow-up sequence, then I add the please don't cancel page, and then I go back a month later and I look at what was good, what was not good, what was strong, what was weak, what could be improved, what we could do better with, if that makes sense. And what most people do is the opposite. Most people sit down and think, I need to get everything perfect. But that's not perfect. It's good enough. But we do it first, and then we go back and we improve it. Very, very cool stuff. And here you can see the text. If you want to quit your point-and-click coaching memberships in terms of your name and your email address and you that you used to join the program, then hit I quit and you'll leave the program forever. You know what I say? It's very permanent. You've got to leave forever. Bye-bye forever. You've got to be really sure you want to go because you're going forever. Not, oh, I might come back. You're going forever. Okay, this is the page we show afterwards. I'm sorry to see you go. Okay, your point-and-click coaching is coming cancelled forever. But if you're looking for something a bit different, then check out the very special video below. Watch the video to the end and discover you can sell this exciting opportunity. Now, those are probably not my most pre-qualified customers. That page isn't going to convert as well as you would hope. They're not happy people who've been to a workshop and think, you know, I'm just trying to buy everything that Lee sells. Those are people who, you know, I've just cancelled. They're not as happy as you might have hoped. But we thought, why not? We might as well sell something to them anyway. Just shout out, no need for the mic. What if it might be one of the reasons why people would cancel my point-and-click program? Too basic, one more advanced. So I thought, well, okay, fair enough. If you're looking for something a bit different, let's sell them something really advanced. So we're selling the internet automation plan there. So have a look at your continuity program and think, what's the number one reason people are leaving? Too basic? Too expensive? Too cheap? If it's too expensive, add a really cheap product on your thank you page. Now, obviously, not everybody leaves for the same reason. But if 20% are leaving because it's too advanced, or too basic, rather, let's have an advanced product there. If 20% are leaving because it's too advanced, let's have a beginner's product, and so on and so on. That makes sense? All right, let's get the mic down here, and then we'll come over here for a question as well. Let's come to Damien first.
Thank you. Just had two quick questions. For starting out, would you target the higher end people with the more advanced sort of information, or would you target a wider audience? I mean, I was surprised that the point and click people were paying 97 being more, you know, introductory people, but they are. And the second question was, what about 30, 60, or 90 day guarantees? Does that help retention, or do you use anything like that?
Okay, good question. We don't really make our guarantee as plain as we should, because if somebody gets billed and they don't want to be billed, they just come back to us, and we might offer a little bit of resistance in terms of offering a product credit. So we might say, look, you can have a product credit instead, please take that. And if they say no, then we'll refund them. So we should really make that more of a feature of the selling, I think, and that's something we can build in. In terms of which you should target, I'm not really sure. It depends on your market, depends on what you're doing, depends what you're most comfortable with, I'm not sure. But for me, I take the point as well, this is a basic site, so it's harder to get beginners to pay $97 a month. But I take the view that you're right, the more advanced people would happily spend $97 a month. But I also take the view that most beginner marketers are often going through a buying phase, spending a lot of money, and for them, they might spend $97 a month on a whole collection of products. But I do take your point. But one of the other things that we're aware of as well is softening beginner customers who give us their most hassle. So when we have real high-end customers, less problems, less chargebacks, less hassle, more pleasure. When you get some beginners, those are the people who like open up support tickets saying, I can't open a support ticket. And they say that in the support ticket. That becomes quite hard. Another question here?
It's very quick. The things that touched me, as I am still a beginner, and that I think work the best, is that you make sure on every page that you're saying, but you mustn't do, but you know, this is, I'm sorry to see you go. I love to have you as my customer. That's something that you keep through all of yours, that say, well, look, it's not personal to you. It's really for your good. And it's one of the things that I found particularly strong and very clear about your first emails, all the first stuff that I got, and what brought me here, is that you make it very clear that you really are involved in getting people to their success, even if they mess up. And that comes through very much with your, as you said, I love to have you as my customer, and so on. And the second thing, of course, that I noticed that you did is, as you were saying, and this is heading right now. And most people are willing to put off for 5 seconds just to wait.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, I appreciate that, thank you. And you're right, yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things I want to focus on before we go to the next point is the 7 points here to boost your value. Does everybody feel that they could do those points at some point? Put your hand up if you feel so. I've really tried to break it down into there's 8 steps in this workshop. There was session one. Oh, I've got them written down because I'll never remember. Session one was like understanding what continuity is all about. Session two was decide on the model you're going to profit from and creating 3 months worth of content. And we broke it down, didn't we, into 8 steps. Session three was creating your selling system. We broke that down into 5 steps. We looked at the first couple of steps in session three, and then session four, we looked at those steps then and how to accelerate your conversions. In step five, now we're looking at how to improve your visitor value. In step six, we'll look at how to get traffic. In step seven, we'll look at how to overcome the problems. And in step eight, we'll look at how to build up your back end. Now, does that feel like a pretty simple step-by-step plan? And does every step feel there are like 7 or 8 things you could do in a very tangible way? I've deliberately tried to break it down in terms of, look, there's 8 steps, and then for every step, there are all these different points you need to hit. But don't get into the mindset of getting boggled down and thinking, God, I've got to do 8 steps, and then for every 8 of those steps, there's 50 things to do. It doesn't work like that, does it? You just do one at a time and bolt them on gradually. Okay, this is the cancellation complete email. So this is the email that people get when they've cancelled. Any ideas what we might do in this email? Sell them something else? I think so. Lee, thank you for giving this program a try. I'm sorry it wasn't for you. If you're leaving because you're looking for information from advanced marketers, then check out the offer below now. But if you're leaving because of the monthly cost, then you might want to consider the affordable offer below less than the price for pizza. Maybe won't sell them a $10 product. Bit clumsy. Could do something a bit better. Something we might do in the future is ask them why they're leaving, and then make them an offer applicable to the exact reason why they're leaving. That's probably something we'll do. So we might give people 5 reasons. Are you leaving because it was too expensive? You didn't like the content? You didn't like my accent? What was it? And if they didn't like my accent, I'd make them an offer saying, well, here's a product from Terry Dean. He's got a different accent. But we're always trying to sell other stuff. Do you have a question?
Do you ever use any kind of tracking links to track whether you get sales from these kind of emails?
Always do, yes, but here, no. And the reason there is, that's a good point, so really, we don't know if that's working because we're not tracking it. What we would normally do is create a hyper-tracker link. It's a service we would use for that. We'd put a link in, and then we'd be able to say, okay, last month we made 4 sales from that specific place. And we always do that. The reason we've not got here is because we did all of this in a crazy rush. So sometimes what we do is we just do it all super fast, no tracking links, very raw, very first draft kind of edit. Then we go back and we'll insert the tracking links. We've just not got around to it yet, but we will do. But at the moment, we're making about 3 or 4 sales for the internet automation plan from this discounted link, but I don't know if they're coming from this email, from this link, or from the thank you page. I just don't know. So that's something we'd need to improve. But it's about $3,000 or $4,000. Which is not bad for just an extra bolt on to your business. Hands up if you want that, for an extra $3,000 or $4,000 just for nothing. Yeah. Point four, win a month of free coaching. Every month we're giving away a free month of one-on-one coaching. This is $997, and you get to work directly with Lee. To be eligible, simply complete the short survey below. So we also want to survey why people are leaving, so we can work on it. By the way, going through the survey results is going to be hard to take. Okay? It's hard. We ask people lots of questions, and there's an open-ended one saying, what's the number one reason why you're leaving? That's hard. That's hard reading. Lee, you talk too fast. I didn't like your accent. I just don't like your face. It's not easy reading. Read that when you're feeling upbeat. Mike, do you want to come down here to Ashley?
Hi. I was just wondering, because you said about having the reason on the sort of please do not cancel page. So, I mean, on there, if you actually added onto the form, sort of to select one of the, you know, say three options or something of why you're leaving, and then you could then present them with, you know, sort of have three pages at the back
that
you could then present them with, and then maybe the survey part of things wouldn't be that much important because they'd have to select an option before they could actually press the I quit button.
Really good point, yeah. And the main advantage of that will be segmenting. The more excellent, thank you, Ashley. The more applicable your offer can be to a person, the more sales you're going to make. So that's kind of clumsy, but we did it in a hurry and it makes us some sales. But you're absolutely right. What we should really do is say, why are you leaving? What's the number one reason why you're leaving? Four options, four offers we present to people in the front of that form. And by the way, it'd probably take me, a day to set that up? Four offers, one page. And if it took me a day to set that up, it might make me an extra $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. That's the kind of stuff that we do in our business. And then your visit value goes up, because now Damien gets a commission for internet automation plan or whatever, and he's like, God, what's this? Where did this come from? And it's because we took the time to set it up. So now his visit value's gone up, he promotes us more, he tells somebody else, and so on. Okay, here's some of the survey results. Okay. What's the number one reason for leaving point-and-click coaching today? 16% didn't like the materials. 44% the most popular, I can't afford the price. Nobody said it's just not for me. I just don't like memberships at 22%. I'm too busy right now, 16%. I'm quitting internet marketing, 0. and we asked lots of questions. And we always try to have an open-ended question, though, as well. We had an open-ended question saying, what's the one thing you would improve? What's the one thing you didn't like? What's the one thing you really liked? And it's really interesting, some of the things you just didn't like. Really interesting. Okay. The main purpose of this session today is to show you, if I were just adding that, sorry, number 8, survey. Thank you. By the way, just as a point on that, the survey is important. You don't just do the survey and ignore it. Look at the reasons why people are leaving and try to address them. Look at the open-ended questions that people give and try and figure out what you can do to improve it. One more question here from Damien.
Hi, Lee. Is there any reason why you haven't, I know you bolt on a lot of extra upsells and cross-sells and downsells, et cetera. Is there any reason why you haven't considered doing like a platinum level of membership as well? Or, I mean, did you evaluate?
Good question. So the question is, have we not got a higher level of membership? And that's something that we are going to do in the future. And we'll be talking about, not the next session, the session after. It's not something we've done, but it's something we definitely want to do in the future. And it's just not something we've got around to at the moment, but it's definitely on our agenda. Andrew?
I can see you're working really hard to keep people in the site as they're leaving. I've just launched my first membership site, and I focused on keeping people in who wanted to be in. And rather than using SurveyMonkey, we put a Google Docs spreadsheet, a form inside. And at the end of every lesson, it says, what are you going to do? What actions are they committing to? When do you want us to contact you to congratulate you it's been done? And massive interaction, because you're getting people to publicly state what they liked, what they didn't like. And it's to be able to email everyone out the week after and say, well, 15 of you said you're going to be doing this thing. I'm looking forward to seeing the results. It really does encourage the community on the forum. Well, who said that? Who said what? So if you're doing surveys on the way out, I suggest you do surveys inside.
Absolutely.
Because it increases the buzz and the internal competition.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. That's a really good idea. Actually, one of the points that's on our to-do list that we're going to do is ask people after every lesson, what's the one thing you really liked about this lesson? And then when we're selling the content, when we go back and we remake the video and we sell in week 4, we can say, look, God, look what everyone said about week 4. And we can just take those sentences. John said, it was the best content I've ever heard in my life. Michael said that you delivered it in an easy consume way and it's changed my life forever. So we'll ask people one sentence they really enjoyed about it. And give people an incentive sometimes to fill those forms in. Offer them a contest, a freebie. The freebie can be something that makes you money as well. Create a freebie video that gives content for 20 minutes and then sell something for 5 minutes and then give them that when they fill in the form. Make sense? So my purpose of today was just to show you, or this session rather, was just to show you how you can improve your visitor value. And we said that this is what we do. This is what I recommend you do. Have a good customer follow-up sequence that improves consumption. Number 2, have a quick start guide that gets people to navigate around the site, log in, and get an immediate benefit. Number 3, on your contact membership, a membership site or a CD, have some kind of number that people can call up. Take an hour to set it up with a recorded message. You're interacting in a different medium, it'll increase consumption. Number 4, have testimonials inside the site. If you're doing a DVD, have them knitted in with the content. Very powerful. You'll make people think that they're the odd one out if they don't really enjoy the content. Number 5, if you can, consider dripping some element of the content. People don't like things that are incomplete and they'll still stay for longer. Number six, have customer appreciation gifts on billing days. Don't be afraid of telling people about the billing. Tell them when they're going to get billed and tell them what they're going to get for being billed and why it's a really good thing. If Audi told me that I have to pay $97 a month and on month six every year I have to pay $1,000 a month and I got a free Audi TT or whatever, I think, okay, that's great because, you know, it's a gift. So take the same approach. Don't be afraid. Number seven, when people try and cancel, have a please do not cancel page where you resell them again on being a member and have the language like that says, I quit. Make people not want to quit. And number eight, when people do leave, survey, look at the results, take action, and that's it. Take those eight steps, you'll be able to improve your visitor value and you get more traffic as a result. Thank you very much, and I'll see you in the next session.